This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. There's a reason why pianist Christopher O'Reilly and cellist Matt Heimovitz called their new 2-CD set Shuffle, Play, Listen. The title is also the instruction manual for an album that includes works from classical composers like Leos Janacek and Igor Stravinsky, alongside pieces like this one, the Arcade Fire's In the Back Seat. The duo is here in the studio to perform a few selections from this album. With Radiohead's Pyramid Song, here is Christopher O'Reilly at our piano and Matt Heimovitz playing the cello live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Live on Soundcheck, pianist Christopher O'Reilly, cellist Matt Heimovitz, and an arrangement of really one of Radiohead's most enigmatic songs, which is saying something. That is a Pyramid Song. Chris, Matt, welcome back.
Good to be with you, John.
Yeah, great to be back.
Each of you here before separately and now together for this project called Shuffle, Play, Listen. And Chris, the third part of that that series of instructions, listen. That's kind of that's really the major point of this album, isn't it? Is kind of stretching our ears in a sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, the listening audience sort of entrusting the sort of musical path of our diverse sort of careers and putting together this two-disc set is really, you know, it's a leap of faith, but I think one that's well rewarded.
It's not just that you've had diverse careers. Within your careers, you guys have played, I mean, you, Chris, have done whole albums of Radiohead as well as, you know, the esteemed classics. And mm-hmm. Matt, you've done Led Zeppelin as well as, you know,
some Jimi Hendrix and so on.
And classical music, both yeah. old and new, bringing right. Bach to pizza parlors and rock clubs and stuff. So who is the audience you're asking to listen to this mix of classical and rock arrangements?
Well, the other part of the title, the shuffle, I think in a way, and we were celebrating where we've come in music in after 10 years of the iPod, the birth of the iPod. So in a way, we're embracing today's audience. I think people now listen to a broad array of music. They have them at their fingertips, downloadable, accessible, and we hope to introduce classical music listeners to some of the, you know, Arcade Fire, Radiohead, Cocteau Twins that we play. But likewise, it's been fun to see some younger people in at the shows and really responsive to the
Webern and
yeah, and the Webern. Yeah, Webern right. is actually a hit on our. It's one yeah. of the one of mm-hmm. the top tunes on our program.
So it's no longer unusual to find someone whose iPod has hip hop next to rock, next to jazz, next to some classical music, and that's your target demographic, is it?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. What about, you know, the shuffle part? I mean, you guys make the record. The songs have to be in a certain order.
I know there's an irony in our title too.
I don't know. There are some shufflings that I think have to be done on a random basis. I mean, for instance, I find, you know, the end of the Martinu Slavic variations to have a lot in kindred spirit with the you know, the shredding guitar solo that Matt does in Dance of Maya, John McLaughlin's piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely cut from the same cloth.
Well, when you mention Martinu, that's Bohuslav Martinu, mm-hmm. Czech composer. He is known to have, you know, drawn on Czech folk music
right.
On occasion. Is that what's happening in the piece that you guys have recorded here?
Well, in all of the classical pieces, I mean, you know, the Janáček is a set of fairy tales, so there's a sort mm-hmm. of a literary template on which we're making a musical thing. The Suite Italienne of Stravinsky originally started as Pulcinella. So all of these are sort of old wine, new bottles yeah. in their own way, in the same way that we are with the pop arrangements, taking them and putting them in new guise.
All right. Interesting you use the word pop, because there's no Britney Spears, there's no Katy Perry, there's no genuine.
You're disappointed we don't have Justin Bieber on our albums. That's the follow-up.
But it's not really pop. It's more, really. It's rock, and it's really kind of the artier end. I mean, you're mentioning yeah. the Cocteau Twins and Arcade mm-hmm. Fire and, of course, Radiohead. Why these artists?
Well, we started the collaboration with Chris. We started with our passion for John McLaughlin and Mahavishnu, and so Dance
for
of
folks
Maya.
For folks who don't know, John McLaughlin in the '70s, the Mahavishnu Orchestra was his kind of fusion of jazz rock.
Right. Well,
he
came
Indian
out of
Miles
Davis, the Miles Davis, yeah. the late mm-hmm. fusion rock
right.
jazz Mitch's fusion, group. and then started his own band Mahavishnu, and then Shakti later, and some other fusion bands. But John, I've known John personally, you know, since I was a teenager, actually, and he's been a friend. But it was really only until 2 years ago that we arranged two of his pieces for cello ensemble on an album, Meeting of the Spirits. And then this is kind of the follow-up with Chris doing these two, the Dance of Maya, which, by the way, is a lot harder to count than the Martinu.
That's true.
But anyway, I'd never made that connection between the two, but John was sort of a starting point, and then of course Radiohead with Chris's relationship to the band. And then Chris started introducing me to bands, and we started mutually sort of agreeing on, you know, what would work. And he gave me a listening list, some homework to check, because these a lot of these bands are new to me. The Blonde Redhead, who have become favorites of mine, that was brand new. I didn't know of them.
Arcade Fire, Matt, you know, Matt's teaching up at McGill, and so the Montreal connection with Arcade Fire was a handy one.
Those guys are around. We shop at the same grocery store in Montreal, so that's the whole Mile End scene is
so you're keeping it real with the guys from Arcade
absolutely,
Fire.
Absolutely.
You want to play an Arcade Fire song
we
for
do
us?
That.
Yeah.
Which one is this? This is Empty Room?
Empty Room.
All right. It's Christopher O'Reilly at the piano, Matt Heimovitz playing the cello. The 2-CD set is called Shuffle, Play, Listen, and it's out now. But this is a live performance from Chris O'Reilly, Matt Heimovitz, here in the Soundcheck studio. A song from the band Arcade Fire, Empty Room. It originally appears on their album The Suburbs, but that is a version for piano and cello. Christopher O'Reilly playing the piano, Matt Heimovitz playing the cello live in the Soundcheck studio. Chris is also host of From the Top on NPR, a radio program that for many years now has been showcasing young pre-collegiate musicians. But Chris, you were doing this sort of thing well before you started hanging out with the kids.
Actually, it was partly because of hanging out with the kids, because the idea behind From the Top was to actually involve all kinds of musicians. But when our constituent station said, no, you play 1 minute of jazz and you are off, mister, I started sneaking in these break pieces on From the Top. Radiohead was what I was listening to at the time. And not knowing who Radiohead are or were at the time, we got mail into the program saying, who is this Mr. Head and where can I find more of his beautiful music? You know, thinking it was classical stuff. So,
So what is, I mean, this was a rock song. I mean, you hear the original version of Empty Room, it's pretty clear what it is. What is it now?
It's the 21st century of Elfin, 21st century version of
Elfin. Oh,
yeah,
Elfintons. I was going to say Chrysler, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Popper, okay, thanks.
Yeah, Popper.
So, the,
it's a showpiece.
Right. Popper being the cellist version of Fritz Kreisler.
That's
or
right.
Liszt,
Liszt,
yeah.
For
yeah.
violin or Liszt.
Cello composer, virtuoso.
Right.
Yeah.
So these brilliant kind of showpieces for the instrument.
It feels like that. I think our second album feels like an encore album in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, short pieces and packed with goodies, mm-hmm. You know, virtuosic.
And in this context, you know, is it your hope that people, especially if they take the title to heart and listen to the record on shuffle, will not be quite sure whether they're listening to a rock song or a piece of classical music?
Hopefully they completely leave that thought. Yeah, I mean, it just I think the playing field is completely level. I hopefully stop thinking about it. What genre you're listening to, and I mean the hardest thing is getting it into their hands because it, you know, you're not sure. You know, do I go to the single composer aisle or the you know or the pop section or the classical room in the back of the CD store that
are you talking about
anymore?
Record stores?
I'm talking about record stores.
What year are you living in?
When were you ever in?
I know. I'm thinking about the three remaining record stores.
Right.
Thank you, Portland.
but there's music by Stravinsky. There's Janáček, and then Chris, you were talking before about the Martinu piece. There's these variations on a Slovak folk song. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, when you've been listening to the Cocteau Twins or Blonde Redhead played on cello and piano, you know, there's kind of a popular, populist quality to this music
yeah,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the record. This is from the CD called Shuffle, Play, Listen by Christopher O'Reilly and Matt Heimovitz. From the CD, Shuffle, Play, Listen by Christopher O'Reilly and Matt Heimovitz, that's a little bit of Bohuslav Martinu, the Czech composer, his variations on a Slovak folk song, one of the classical pieces on this two CD set that also includes arrangements of songs by Radiohead and Arcade Fire, and also Bernard Herrmann, best known for his many scores for... And for that one in particular, the Hitchcock scores, those are full orchestra pieces, Chris. How hard is it to, is it any harder to take something for full orchestra and bring it down to this duo setting than it is to take an electric band song and do the same thing?
Well, I mean, the materials of Bernard Herrmann's music, when you just kind of put the notes on the page, are really quite simple and very direct. With Psycho, you know, playing it on solo piano, it's a slam dunk. Like Stravinsky's Apollo, it really fits very nicely under the fingers. With Vertigo, you know, I've basically got, you know, a section of violins screaming away in the stratosphere, Wagnerian romanticism as it is. And so basically having Matt play in exactly that same register, he really does sound like a whole section of violins.
I told Chris that it's... fingerboard harassment.
Fingerboard harassment. He's playing up by the fine tuners in there. Only dogs can hear the way he's playing it.
We'll hear a little bit of the Vertigo Suite from the album Shuffle, Play, Listen. Christopher O'Reilly at the piano, Matt Heimovitz playing the cello. And guys, a real pleasure having you back on Soundcheck today. Thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks so much.
And that's going to do it for our program this time. Next time, the writer John Jeremiah Sullivan joins us with his new essay collection called Pulphead. It covers the pop culture landscape from Christian rock to Axl Rose to cave paintings in Tennessee. And we'll hear a live performance and the debut of a brand new song from the New York chiptune band known as Anamanaguchi. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Rachel Smith and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.